Hi, greetings to Peters. You're live connected with the IFMX, Roberto Auser. Roberto Auser standing here next to me. He's going to mix you up for at least the next hour. Say something, otherwise they don't believe me.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, sit back, relax, and enjoy your flight. This is IFM1, the West Coast Sound of Holland. Roberto Auser, he is from Rotterdam, but if you are a regular here on Intergalactic FM, you know all that stuff. IFX out.
Arrivé au moment précis, juste un peu tard. saignait. 5 kilos d'héro sur le comptoir. Une panthère dorée dans un éclair de strass m'attira vers le fond, une main dans son sac, pendant que tout le quartier ratissait la boutique. Des aveugles, des armoires, des blacks, des chicanos, des junkies de 70, rien que la peau sur les os, des maquerelles, des gourous, des mouchards, des pompistes, des poètes, des marins, des tueurs, des analystes, des chauffeurs syndiqués, des gardiens de cimetières, des laveurs de carreaux, des rouleurs de carrures, des joueurs de go, des ramasseurs d'ordures, tout ce que la ville produit de sportifs et de saints avait rendez-vous là. Elle me dit, allez viens! Et cet oiseau de nuit m'emporta dans sa jungle dangereuse, secrète. Du venin sous les ongles, je l'aimais. Petit monstre, pourquoi m'as-tu plaqué? En mon cachemire de calibre, les faux passeports, les diamants étaient vrais. Entends ma voix comme un murmure. Je cultive derrière mes murs une vengeance qui suppute. Je connais la nuit de ta mort. Nightbird, la seule histoire d'amour. La nuit, le jour, je pense à toi comme un boxeur juste avant son combat. T'es parti avec un médium amoureux fou et impuissant qui te touchait de temps en temps de ses longs doigts d'aluminium. We'll be right back.
recognition was a finely tuned human skill. This fellow had a beard and glasses. Behind that, the face wasn't quite right. Primed as she was with more subtle challenges, the pitiful disguise was almost disappointing. Well, in the end, you still got what you expected when it came to aliens. "I found someone for you," she said. He made no move to open up his office again, but he still had the key in his hand. "I'm not looking for anyone," he said. His yellow-brown eyes flipped over her, perhaps sizing her up as a candidate. The yellow eyes were bad. She read how they couldn't see the color yellow and didn't realize their eyes and skin looked jaundiced. "It's my husband. He'll go. He wants to go." The alien looked down the hall as though he'd rather be home nursing a beer than dealing with the distressed housewife at 4 o'clock p.m. on a Friday afternoon. "Please," she tried not to sound desperate. "He's young and healthy, college degree, business administration." She thought that this might not help. "He's a math minor." After a weary sigh, the fellow unlocked the office door and gave it a little kick. It swung open to reveal a dark interior. Giving a very convincing jerk of his head, he directed her inside. They were going to do the business. He decided to trust her, trust that she wasn't the FBI, the IRS, or yet another mother come to beg for a family member. Once they were sitting opposite each other, the alien came right to the point. "If he wants to go, as you put it, why didn't he come himself?" "He doesn't believe you exist." At his expression, she hurried to add, "He wishes you did, though." His eyes glinted behind the thick lenses of his glasses like a carp swimming in a clear pond. "Doesn't believe? Doesn't he read the National Enquirer?" Through a tense throat, she let out a chirping laugh. Was he making a joke? Or did the alien consider the Enquirer good publicity? "He's just skeptical. You have to admit you've been mysterious." She looked around her, the chipped desk, the sagging blinds. This could be a Seen Better Days insurance office instead of the local pod of alien infiltration. He shrugged, except the shoulder went down. She went on, "His name's David. He's a wonderful person." She was to summarize her beloved David, kind, wise, compassionate, loving in his way. But first she had to get one thing clear. "I've heard you don't take unwilling people." The eyes blinked behind the glasses. She realized he didn't blink very much. Another flaw. Fascinating how they managed to pass for human among the unwary public. "Do you?" she persisted. "Do I what?" "Take unwilling people." The sneer was going right on the mark. "I suppose you think we insert alien tubes into body orifices for swift?" "No, of course not." "But if we did?" He was toying with her. Maybe he was trying to fluster her. The stress interview. "I'm sure David would cooperate. He's not squeamish. All for science." "He thinks this is about science?" "No, David didn't. His interest was more basic, more visceral. It was the prospect of adventure, the stars, improbable worlds, civilizations stranger than we could imagine." She didn't deny the allure, but she couldn't share the urge to go. It had begun with a simple conversation, an idle question, one she wished she never raised. Some question should never be asked. Why had she? But she knew why. For the same reason lovers everywhere ask for proof. She hardly looked at the minefield into which she was running at full speed. You'd go forever, never see me again? You would. But he would. It was the only thing, he said, that he could imagine leaving her for. The greatest journey, the highest intellectual stimulation, the grandest opportunity imaginable. Yes, he admitted, there would be a terrible price. Loss, loneliness, perhaps alienation, a suitable word, if ever there was one. But he never wavered. Never a maybe, maybe, perhaps, he was certain. And with that certainty, her own security, her faith in him, vanished forever. She would never trust his love again. Thank you.
monitor the height. You're adjusting slightly, knowing that you might. Lining up against the wall, release the feeling you won't fall. At the nervous center, it's not threatening at all.
Oh,
release. Roberto Auser, you heard the last hour in the mix here for the Mixed Up in the Hague series on IFM 1. This was episode number 4. We already had IF, Just Ed, and Intergalactic Gary. And this was Roberto Auser. Did you play a lot of your own stuff? I heard a lot of things I never heard before, actually.
Yes, yes. I played a lot of tunes, some new stuff also. Some track I made with Alden Tyrell.
Cool.
And we made a bar dancing mix and a club mix. And they're both in the mix, I think.
Okay.
And some Marc Dumosh. And right now you are listening to Sweat, one of my new tracks.
That's what you do.
A little moody and summery.
Good. Actually, we're going to rip those tracks for the IFM database, so you will hear them the coming days on your favorite radio station. Thanks for tuning in here, and we'll probably be back next week if we have another victim to stash here in the smallest and hottest studio in The Hague, the IFMX. Tonight at 8, there is SD Radio. At 9, there is Back to Music with Frankie Osmo, and at 10, there is Astro Unicorn Radio, a new episode with Smeckles. And after that, you will hear this mix again in the rerun for your convenience. And later on, you can find it online somewhere, but we're not gonna tell you where. You just use Google or something.
Enjoy it, folks. Have a nice day.
Ciao.